Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where I teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say numbers in Chinese from 5 to 9. We have Josh, the drummer from Transition. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Xiaolan. 你好.
你好. Right, we talked about the numbers from 1 to 4.
Mm, that's right. I still remember. 一二三四.
一二三四. And they are very useful. And now we need to carry on building the numbers from 5 to 9.
That's right. Yep.
五六六七七八八九九. Gosh, 5 of them altogether. Let's say them again. 五五. Number 5. 六六. Number 6. 七七. 7. 八八八八. Number 8. 九九. Shall we say that quickly? 五六七八九五六七八九五六七八九五六七八九. Right, we all know that each number has sort of different social meanings, and then in Chinese especially, they actually have a lot of idioms using different numbers.
Okay.
Yeah, for example, in China or in Chinese culture, 6, it's a lucky number.
Right.
6 is liu, and the reason is that they have the similar sound, lu, and it means someone whose career is prospering.
Oh, okay.
So liu is a lucky number, and on its own it's very lucky, and when you put two together, then it's double lucky.
Double lucky, okay.
Yes, and this is a Chinese idiom, 六六大顺.
六六大顺.
That's right.
Okay.
六 and 六 together, double 6, it means everything is going to be amazing, everything is going to be so smooth, and all your wishes will come true, and especially in career sense. So 六六大顺 is a very useful way to greet people, to wish them the best luck.
Okay. If you have a friend, they're starting up a new company or a new venture with their business, and you say 六六大顺.
That's right. 六六大顺. And then when people give out the red envelopes, they often give out 6,600 NT dollars. Or of course in China, they may give $66 or $660.
Right. That's lucky because it's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. The person who received that is very lucky,
yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, especially now the currency is getting stronger, huh? So 6 is a lucky number. 6 is number 6. Another very lucky number is number 8.
Ah, okay. 八.
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 八 is the first tone. 八.
八.
And ba, why is it lucky? It's a similar sound, especially in Cantonese, like fa.
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 That's right. And fa, it's a very interesting word. It's sort of someone, again, career-wise, prosperous. And someone did so well, and sometimes there's a certain degree of luck, like getting the lottery.
Oh, okay.
So, fa.
Fa.
Yes, or someone suddenly turning from an underdog to the lottery winner, or someone suddenly, a lot of people they believe it's because of the luck. And ba is a very, very lucky number, as you can see.
So would anyone give $8,800 or $880 in a red envelope?
If you wish, no one will complain if you get $8,800 no. rather than $6,600. Yeah, so they can do that.
Okay.
And you can see that in different markets, if you have the number 8, they actually put in an auction, like the number plates for your cars.
Yeah.
If you want the 888 at the end, and or your telephone number, you can see a lot of wealthy Chinese guys. They have a telephone number with 888 at the end.
Okay.
And I'm not sure which one comes first. Either they are so successful already, therefore they can afford to buy 888 number, or the other way around, they bought it first and they suddenly became so lucky.
Successful, yeah.
Yep.
Interesting. For me, in my experience, the numbers 5, 6, 7, 8, I always equate it with dancing.
Right.
I'll tell you why, just because in music, I've mentioned actually that as a drummer in a band, often you're using 1, 2, 3, 4 to count the band in and to start.
Yes.
And I don't know why, but I notice with dancers, when they want to start doing a movement or start doing something, they use 5, 6, 7, 8.
Mm-hmm.
So in my mind, that was how I differentiated between kind of the music world and the dance world.
Mm-hmm.
That music already took over 1, 2, 3, 4,
mm-hmm.
and those are ours.
Right.
So dancers have to use the next batch. They have to use 5, 6, 7, 8. But
right.
There's nothing to do with lucky in it particularly.
Okay, yeah. Shall we say that again then?
Sure.
五六七八。五六七八。五。
五。
六。
六。
七。
七。
八。
八。
Do you know that in Chinese language, okay, in the modern internet language, there are some secret codes? They use numbers.
Yes, I have. I've heard,
yeah.
I've noticed that. So sometimes on Messenger,
mm-hmm.
I've noticed that to use 881 is mm-hmm. a way of saying goodbye. And the first time I looked at it, I thought, what does that mean, 881?
Mm-hmm.
And then in my mind, I was thinking, because it was from a Chinese friend,
mm-hmm.
I was thinking, 881, ba ba e. Bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. Oh, and then I understood. Right, okay.
Yep.
It's
yep.
a kind of shorthand way of saying bye-bye.
It's a shorthand way of saying bye-bye. And then, so let's do that again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye is 881. But then when you say it very quickly, bye-bye, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, that's right. And then let me test you with one of them. 168. Have you heard about 168?
168. You know, I feel like I've heard it, but I don't know mm-hmm. what that one means. What does that one mean?
Right. E is number one.
Yep.
Liu is six.
Yep.
Ba is eight. So 168, that means you are heading to the success without any stopping.
Oh, okay.
And it's the similar sound to ilu fa. Now, ilu fa, the literal meaning is you are heading straight to success, to heaven.
One road to success.
Exactly, one yeah. road to success. If you Google on the internet, you will find a long list of secret number codings. And for example, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 246, 死了. And for example, 408, it's, oh, is that you? Because 408 pronounced as 408, 408是你吗? Is that you?
Wow.
And there's a long list, and you can have either the combination of three different numbers, or you can go on to 10 different numbers to express something highly complicated.
Wow, so it's like a secret code, using the numbers to express your feelings and emotions
in
a way that not everybody's going to understand particularly.
You can write a love letter with all the numbers.
Only numbers.
That's right.
Very clever.
Okay, so today we learned about number 5 to number 9. 五六七八九。五六七八九。五六七八九。五六七八九。五六六七七八八九。九。Okay, 九 is a very interesting number. It's the same sound as long, long ago, long, 九. So people often use number 9, 九, to express something which, for example, long life and something taking a long time. And there's a lot of social implication as well.
Okay. I feel like I've seen that one being used at wedding parties.
Right.
Where they say, 长长久久.
That's
they want
right.
their love to go on for a long, long 99. It's kind of like a long time. Forever, I guess it means, does it?
It is, yes.
Yeah.
长 is long.
Yeah.
久 is, 长 is long in terms of the distance.
Okay.
久 is long in terms of time.
Time, right, okay.
That's right. So you go for a long way in your life journey.
Yeah.
That's the meaning of it.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much, Josh.
Thank you.
For joining us, and thank you for listening to Talk Chinese, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. Today, we learn how to say 5 to 9, 五, 六, 七, 八, 九. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and be sure to share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.